twin suicide bombings tore through a crowded marketplace in Baghdad on Thursday, killing at least 32 people and wounding at least 75 in the first such attack in Iraq's capital in more than 2 years. The explosions ruined a period of relative calm after Islamic State lost the territory it controlled in Iraq and Syria in 2019. The blast highlighted the security challenges facing Iraq after the US withdrawal much of its military presence in the last days of the Trump administration. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack in a communique issued on Thursday. According to SITE Intelligence Group, an organization that tracks extremist propaganda, Yahya Rasul, a military spokesman for Iraq's prime minister, said Iraqi security forces have received information about the two bombers before the attack and were pursuing them when they blew themselves up. Iraqi police officials said that minutes after the first blast, a man posing as an injured victim cried out for help. Attracting a crowd of people, the man blew himself up, causing more deaths and injuries. Videos posted on social media and reviewed by the Wall Street Journal showed a crowd of people assembling before the second explosion. After capturing huge space of Iraq and Syria in 2016, Islamic State collapsed under pressure from the US-led military campaign and operations by Iran-backed groups in Iraq and Syria in the remote areas of which the group has survived.